the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
What's up, Mo?
I'm just having a great idea. Fat Boy, you should have your friend Booby come in for Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yeah.
You know he would?
That would be fun.
He's a cop,
I'd
too.
I'd love to talk to any of your high school friends. Just
I would,
to,
too.
Unlike me, you won't share your most embarrassing moments of life, which
can't
is smart.
Can't reveal.
I just want to. I want to know about the great athlete that you were.
Oh my God!
The golden days. Of
well,
fat
look,
boy.
We can't reminisce too much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want you to appreciate
out
what I got.
Never played football.
Just did well. Kind of didn't, but you know, I was on the team.
For new people to our country, we're not talking about soccer.
No, we're not.
No, but we will.
Also, the Scottish, please take it easy on the alcohol in Boston.
Thanks. Golly bum. Also, Alexi Lawless, like Mr. Corporate now. Like, God.
Look at that. Grow the long hair back.
Do you think he still has his underwear hair the same way that he had the head hair back in the 90s?
Oh, yeah. Kobe Jones, too. I think he's got the...
Kobe Jones.
He's got dreadlocks down there.
And you said something about FIFA, and that... There's a news story.
No, I was talking about that adult movie Fatboy was watching about.
Oh.
Yeah, it's called I'm Licking Your FIFA.
Okay.
Pictures, FIFA pictures.
What did you know there's...
I thought it was Queen the Queefa.
So, that was the other one.
Wow.
We got to watch King first.
Okay.
Ralph.
All right. Well, did you know that there's a thing called the FIFA
you will.
15 that people are gaining weight by watching this? World Cup fans are joking about gaining the FIFA 15 while in the U.S.
You know why?
Because they're eating junk food.
Because they don't get it where they're from.
There are, God, am I having deja vu right now? I swear I might have been off there.
That's the strip club, right?
I might have been talking with Fatboy about this. But a lot of people, this was up north, maybe around Boston, you know. I mean, I know around here people still into it. I know they are all around the world. I'm trying to not let go of regular American football.
Yeah, no, you can't do it.
It's got our kids. And I don't want our kids getting their brains scrambled either, but I don't want their shins all scarred up for the rest of their lives either. Mm. But what was my point?
Better than head injuries, I guess.
Yes, yes. That was.
What does everybody want?
Head injuries.
That's right.
I don't remember. But it was, so what they do is they have a meal featuring items from the ethnic cuisine of the countries that are playing each other. So, like, pre-internet, how would you have found out what the people of Iran eat?
You would
besides
have to.
Hellfire and brimstone.
You'd have to have called ahead, or they would have to show you as soon as they get there, like, yeah. This is what we make.
I mean, because you want to be, you know, sensitive to their culture like you wouldn't.
And so. I want you to know I'm doing
that. Yeah, we're doing that these days.
I'm doing an Iron Sheik impersonation. He was from Iran. He was the bodyguard of the
I'm not going to serve cow or hamburgers if you're from India. That would be insulting.
Jericho? That's true.
Not that Ayatollah. Not my Ayatollah.
I swear to you, some of these countries, I was...
Boston.
Call me whatever, but I've not heard of some of these countries. Again, they change the names every like 23 years or something.
So what's making...
Like New Guinea? I thought it was Italy. I'm sorry.
What happened to the old Guinea?
Yeah, what happened?
Where's that?
Phased it out. So things like barbecue pizza and ranch dressing, clam chowder pizza, deli sandwiches, Taco Bell, Chipotle.
And
Dunkin' Donuts. They're making people fat.
They keep talking about Buc-ee's, man.
Boosie's.
Dallas is a site for, you know, one of the groups. They're running shuttles every half hour to shopping and Buc-ee's.
So that's kind of cool.
Routinely keeping people going.
I tell you, I don't know. I rarely will give positive criticism to non-sponsor-esque type people, but their marketing department's brilliant. Whoever
it
said,
is.
We are going to make... like the Mickey Mouse of gas stations.
Yeah.
The freaking... who is the Walt Disney behind Boosie's? I want to know. Paige, tonight, if Ecuador is playing Qatar, what are we eating?
Is it pronounced Qatar?
You are.
I don't know if it was Cooter or Qatar.
It's Qatar.
Beans and rice?
Well, I didn't say Puerto Rico was playing.
Also,
that's part of us now.
They're amazed at our grocery stores. Yeah. Not only the size, but everything that's in it.
Yeah.
Air conditioning, too. A lot of these, well, not a lot, but some of these countries don't have it.
Like, when I went overseas, like, they had, there was one grocery store that was gigantic. I mean, maybe these people, like, people in London, like, London proper, probably don't see giant grocery stores. Mm-hmm.
Nope.
But what they don't have the home goods. They just have food. Mm-hmm. We, like, Walmart.
We have everything.
You got everything. Yeah. I mean, what is something that I couldn't get from not .com? Because I know they sell Rolexes and like Gucci bags now.
APs.
But what does what could I not go to Walmart and get besides maybe, you know, pleasure tools and such?
I think you can get those now.
Well, they have the creams and whatnot.
Yeah, you can go to CVS and get Buzzy Butts if you want.
My gosh, what is that?
I think it's like
that's the cheerleaders from 93.7, didn't it?
I think it's a vibrating plug. You said last time you went overseas. We actually got a text from Paige's bra. Said last time that they went overseas, she was 15 years old.
Oh, and I thought you could say I was over triple D's.
Triple D's.
I don't even know what I am anymore.
Hey, God. Tonight.
If you had to guess, though.
Tonight.
A D.
I'm looking, shut up.
I'm looking at these countries. Like, which would be the best food if they were taken? I think Japanese versus, boy, I'd mess your stomach up good. Japanese versus Japan versus Mexico.
Oh yeah, Korean barbecue, people food. Like that.
Yeah, that would be a good one. See, like I don't know what people from Uruguay. Oh. I don't know what they eat.
The Flama Blanca.
I know their flag's kind of a ripoff of ours.
Hmm. I don't like it. Why did you borrow our flag?
Is Looper get doing House Divided like South Korea versus USA? Like, is he wearing one of those mixed jerseys?
God, he might be.
Half down the middle?
He should. Hmm. He's got to support both. I saw he left a Father's Day message on his Instagram, but I couldn't read part of what he wrote. Because he writes in, I guess, Korean too. Kwon.
Oh, you didn't hit the translator button?
No. I was nervous. It was like a spam.
Oh, like, you saw you got hacked?
Then I
got
to remember, he grew up in the axis of evil.
For hack on, hack off. So here's a question.
He might be a spy.
I'm not even being like being silly, like goofy right now. But what is the difference between England and Wales?
I don't know.
I'm not even kidding you.
Because the whole United Kingdom is Scotland, Wales, and...
Yeah, close to Scotland.
Okay, this is going to turn into a Portuguese thing. So, people from Wales are Welsh.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Cool.
That's it.
But yet their flag has a dragon on it. It should have a big fish.
It really should.
It should have a whale from Wales.
Yes.
Did you see Ronaldo scored a bunch of goals yesterday?
Yeah.
For Portugal.
Yes.
It'd be his last World Cup because he's 41 or 42.
Yeah, but that other guy's 46, 47. One of the, I think, the oldest guy to participate.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, but God, play with me here, if you will. Or not play with me, but just, play along, I should say.
Where's my lotion?
On June 19th.
Right, I love Juneteenth.
Juneteenth is past Friday.
Yeah.
United States is playing, and it was a nail biter. The end of the match, goal by USA.
Australia, I think.
That's who they were playing?
I think so.
The assholes. That's what they
Aussie.
The guy for America on Juneteenth that scored the winning goal was black, and his last name was Freeman.
Look at that.
Now, come on. Tell me sports ain't scripted.
Look how it lines up.
Did you see this? Did you see?
What'd she do?
Mark Hendricks, make it where we have to have the cameras on at all times. No.
What did I miss?
She was doing the thing where you look like you're holding something and you poke your tongue out the other side, but she's doing it the wrong direction. She's going. So apparently he's got pierogies and it's coming out the other side of his mouth.
God, I love pierogies. You like cheese pierogies?
I like the potato ones.
They're really good. They smell good too.
Those are ganaches. What you just heard was real. This is real news segment. We just did.
I thought she did something like a flash tour, like pulling one out, popping a tee for the boys.
If Paige was the flash, it was like she'd have two
stop
cantaloupes on the back of her damn suit.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You want to...
I don't want to do anything like crazy heavy yet. I'm in a good mood. You know what I mean? Like,
okay. Okay, well then let's... Let's talk to Kelly. You want to talk to Kelly?
Kelly, good morning. Welcome to the Rise Guys. Is this your first time calling in? Good morning.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
It is.
What can we do for you on this, I don't know where you are, but dreary and nasty and muggy, but
it's
rainy. Yeah.
It's rainy. Yeah. And I need some advice because I've been dating this guy for about 3 months now, and I just found out something about him that has just completely thrown me off.
What happened? What'd he do?
Okay, so his name's Mike. He's a great guy.
Oh, boy.
He's funny. He's smart. He treats me well. Everything's been going great.
Yeah.
She said his name is Mike. Not Mike.
Lord God. I've got two guesses already. One, that he was born a woman, or two, his last name.
Stop.
His last name is Hunt.
the latter.
Like, she doesn't want to say, oh, this is my boyfriend, Mike Hunt. You
one
don't want
two.
To do that.
Why not?
He should be Michael from then on. Okay, what's the issue here then, Kelly?
Well, Mike is bald.
Okay, I mean, this...
Mike is bald.
It's not really an issue. So.
Well, except I found out he's not actually bald.
He shaves on... What do you mean?
Okay, so I'm at his house over the weekend. I'm looking through old pictures, and he's got a full head of hair.
So before he lost his hair, he had hair, I guess.
Well, that's what I thought.
Okay, so I'm in la la land here. I'm not following here. What do you mean?
Okay, he told me that he still has all of his hair.
Oh no, I don't. Don't know what that means.
In 3 months, so, 3 months, I've never seen this hair. He literally shaves it every day.
So, like, yeah, but I mean, can you see like a recession? I guess you would call it like a recede. Like, is he doing this on purpose?
He shaves it every day.
So you're telling us he's voluntarily bald on purpose?
That is exactly.
You know, first off,
that's weird.
You've got to have the right head to be able to do that. I got a dent on this side of the head. I don't know what
soft
it was
spot.
From them trying to pull me out or whatever. But like I'd look like I was in an accident. I mean, I really do.
like Beldar.
Voluntarily bald though is a phrase I gotta say. It's almost like the new words for homeless or like displaced or whatever. I've never heard that one before.
Neither had I.
Yeah.
And this really bothers you at this point?
Well, not because he's bald.
Well, okay. So it bothers you. Why does it bother you then, I guess I'm asking?
Because, if you have hair,
yeah,
I think you should have hair.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds a little ridiculous, right? I mean, I don't know.
I know it does sound ridiculous, but...
I mean, a little. Like, if you don't, like, let's say... I'm going to be very broad with this. Let's say that you're dating someone that their mom was from this side of the world and dad's from this side of the world, and they just don't like the texture of their hair, so they shave it off. I've got a great example I could say right now, but I won't do it. It is a little ridiculous, but what?
I feel like I'm dating a version of him that he created, and I mean, there's been no signs. This man's head was made to be bald, but then I see these pictures, and he has hair.
What do you mean a version of him? Like everybody. I posted a picture on Father's Day of me and my daddy from like 2005, I want to say. And
R.I.P.
And
I'm cooked.
Several people were like, I didn't know you just had a goatee at one point. And I was this is the new me. I quit shaving altogether, not just quit shaving that area.
That's different. So when I brought it up, he told me that he started shaving it because people treated him differently. He said they took him way more seriously. He felt more confident that women liked it.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, women like. So, oh, I mean, no. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Right. So he's basically optimized himself.
Yeah.
I mean, it's called self-improvement, if you will.
Yeah.
I mean, is it?
Yeah, to be bald.
Well, I mean, kind of. Like, why would, you know. You know, okay, a great example. I know someone who works from home. She gets up every day and goes and puts on makeup.
Thank you.
And why? Because I mean, she's not even on, like, video stuff. She's just sitting there, like, coding and doing all this mess.
It just gives you structure.
It gives you structure.
But, but it's clear she has a face under that makeup.
Okay, sure. Okay. Have you mentioned this to any of your girlfriends or sisters?
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Well. I got some feedback.
Yeah. What the girl said.
One friend called him cosplay bald.
Oh God.
God dang, that's funny right there.
So I can't unsee that now.
Yeah.
Another said that, you know, he, I don't know. Another said something that really got into my head.
Oh,
and
here we go.
Speaking of heads.
Yeah. Here's the.
She here said. Comes. Okay. She said, "You didn't find out Mike has hair. You found out that Mike is making a daily decision to not have hair."
God, like, I feel like I hear James Lipton saying that. Like, a very, very dramatic way to put that.
But, I mean, she's not wrong.
It's kind of making it worse, though, sounds like.
He woke up and made a choice, and he has been every day.
Have you, you know, Greenville Braves had a player named Mike Kelly, which is so strange, back in the 90s. Have you told Mike Kelly any of this?
The oh, way I you forgot about that.
About his chrome dome?
No.
Don't. Good. No, don't. Don't tell him.
Yeah, I mean, well, I just don't know how to explain it without sounding crazy.
Are you attracted to him, or is that something that...
No, she's dating a guy she thinks is ugly, Paige.
Yeah, God
well,
almighty.
I mean, it kind of sounds like
No.
No, I think he...
Try to explain it without it not sounding crazy. Like, for us that don't see Mike, like, the way you're describing him, I think of, like, Lex Luthor, you know, or, like, Jeff Bezos, some evil some bitch.
Oh, so you go, you go Hackman Luthor, not the, not Heisenberg Luthor.
No, yeah, no, I don't, that ain't my Lex Luthor.
Ain't my Lex.
No. Well, okay, so try to explain it without it... Sounded
well,
crazy.
To me, it just—it almost feels like a lie.
Like a lie.
Stop.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious.
Well, I mean, women color. Everybody colors hair. And
women shave.
Yes, thank God.
Because
right.
Because I found out by accident. I mean, I just feel like that's something you tell somebody.
I don't know why you would tell somebody that though.
Because it's real. It's relevant information.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like he's hiding anything from you or not disclosing.
Why? Exactly. Like, why is it relevant?
Because if you're intentionally making yourself look completely different than your natural look, I just think the person you're dating should know.
Okay, you what know, is you, makeup then?
Yeah, right.
You treat it like
he's lying about his identity, like his name's not really Mike or whatever, you know?
Right.
Well, not that bad.
Yeah, but it's kind of close, so you got to admit. Like, this is, like, I don't know. I've never thought about that before.
Closer than everybody else wants to admit, yes.
Now, let me ask you this. Kelly, if that is your real name.
Kelly!
Look, she's giggling. I knew it. You ain't going to come on here and say his name and your name. You're probably a Greenville Braves fan. It's a throwback. Tomorrow, we're going to talk to Steve about his girlfriend, Avery.
Yeah.
Ooh. If Mike caught wind of this and said, oh gosh, I'm going to grow my hair back out tomorrow, what would happen then? You're not going to be attractive. Yeah.
I think I would find him more attractive.
Oh! Well,
there it is. You're a baldist. You don't like baldies.
You've seen pictures of him when he had hair and he looked hot.
That's not what this is about.
That's exactly what this is about.
What it is about then.
What it is. Who is you?
Listen, I liked him when I thought that he was naturally bald.
But now that you know that he has hair, and
well, right.
Yeah, now you want the hair. You like the hair.
I want the hair, Mike. I want
there it
the
is.
Hair.
There it is.
I've seen it.
You're fixing him.
I think once my husband decided that he was just going to shave it all off, because it was going lighter on the top. I think he looks super hot.
Why not just get get a Snapchat filter? They have one on there. I made Fatboy have a big black afro a couple weeks ago.
He did. I almost got canceled for it,
too. Take a picture of Mike and get the hair.
Can't I just ask him to see it once? Like,
grow it all out?
Once.
I don't think that's a bad ass.
Why don't you buy different wigs for him?
No, Paige, I gaze it up. Oh. It really does.
Yeah, I know it's Pride Month, but damn.
Like, live from CallRob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say,
hey
famous people celebrating a birthday on today, the 24th of June. Happy birthday. Or
suck it. Say a word for CallRob.com, if you would, please. Keep them in your thoughts.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Not it's, because we want you to, you know.
Well, it's a struggle being a hung Italian, so.
Yes.
Just, you know, knocking stuff over all the time.
Right.
With that weapon. Thoughts with him.
Yeah.
This is odd. That
he's getting a penis reduction.
He is.
All right.
And even after the reduction, I mean, look.
He kept having to get all the crotches of his seersuckers let out.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's right. When he went to court, he had to sit behind two desks just so the judge wouldn't get distracted.
Yeah.
Wow.
He said he's got the real court hammer. You know what he's talking about.
Oh, my goodness.
This is odd that we're doing this fellow's birthday because he just became the all-time leading scorer in World Cup history. He's already... probably considered, regarded as the greatest soccer player that ever lived at this point.
Are you talking about Ronaldo?
No, not Ronaldo.
Are you talking about Neymar Jr.?
Not Neymar.
Are you talking about...
this fella's got something that Ronaldo doesn't have, among other things, but a World Cup. He's already won a World Cup. World Cup. He's Argentinian.
That doesn't help me at all. You know, used to you could look at someone and tell what country they're from. I can't do it anymore.
Let me see.
And that's probably not good to do, actually, now that I think about it and said that publicly.
He looks like he always smells a fart, if that helps, with that big schnoz of his. He's
Messi.
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 Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lionel.
Messi's birthday.
Lionel Messi.
I don't have soccer music for you. I'm sorry.
Oh. Yeah, Curtis Blow did the basketball song, but never did one about...
Well, here you go with soccer ball. I'm going to kick it all around.
Soccer is my favorite sport. I like when I kick it up and down the field.
I like soccer because the black and white come together, and I kick it around town.
You know what it's called when his company's hiring? Don't answer that. I will say Lionel is... actually, Paige, you go first.
I don't know.
I'm surprised that's his name.
Well, that's... the answer to most questions I answer.
37.
I'm going to go 42.
You know what? Kind of split the difference a little bit. 39 years old today for old Messi.
I thought he was already 40.
He ain't 40 yet.
You know who his...
he'll be 40 next time.
His backdoor neighbor is? And that, by that, I don't mean like a sexual... like.
You talking about in Miami?
No, in Calabasas. I just gave it away.
He lives out there?
Yeah, well, he has a house there. I mean, he's like Paige. He has multiple homes.
I'm surprised that the worldwide guys live here and where they live.
Yeah, like, that's a tough one to say to you. Jason Statham?
Statham? Oh, like, it's hot.
Him and, God, what's her name? Not Giselle.
Giselle.
Anyway, they have houses all over. But yeah, Kanye lives right behind Messi.
Huh?
Annoying.
Huh? What's annoying, Paige?
He's probably never there.
Because he's annoying. I'm sorry.
Is this one of the main characters or one of the ancillary characters, as they call it? Supporting cast.
I think it's supporting cast.
Ed Helm.
No.
Greg.
She also went on to have her own show.
Oh, Mindy Kaling.
Mindy Kaling.
Oh, wow.
She wrote a lot of stuff, too.
Dude, she's funny.
Mindy Kaling.
She is...
good looking sometimes to me, but not...
Very...
not consistently.
Well, that's not nice. Look,
and this is why I'm glad we're not on video.
I'm not nice.
But like,
no, you're naughty.
I'm being overly sensitive here for a reason, but like...
yeah.
Very much of... okay, I'll say, she had her nose done. Like, there's no question. Like, no question.
It was a honker. It was up there.
Maybe she had a deviated
looked like a young Durante. She really did, Jimmy.
Yeah, the skin didn't bother me. It was the nose.
Yeah.
It's like, man, that schnoz. Between anyway, that big nose and what I got going on.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
At least someone noticed, right, Mindy?
Whose birthday? It's Mindy's.
Mindy Kalig. Kalig.
Or Kaleen, if you want to call her.
45.
Is she in the club?
She is not in the club.
Oh.
Not.
God, I just realized In the Club is by 50 Cent.
Wow. Curtis Jackson.
48. 49. I read your body language, you jerk.
God.
I've exhausted
and
all my
bad,
bad
words. Gosh.
He knows he can't stop it because I figured it out. Mm-hmm.
Did you guess?
I didn't.
He's about to reveal that I didn't get it right, and I'm going to have to eat my crow.
You're going to eat something. 47.
Ah, that's close.
For Mindy Kaling.
Let's play poker for money, man.
Mindy Kaling.
You're the dealer.
Well, let me catch you next Friday. I don't have...
Are we working?
I don't have music for this, but we always do these two every year because not only did they star in two movies together, but they have a birthday on the same day. Not the same year, but the same
day. Will the movie give it away?
It would for me, but maybe not for you, and you still have to guess who they are. The movie is RoboCop.
Peter Weller.
Yep.
That's where I'm out after that point. Paige, who's the lady? Who's the love interest?
His,
who loved Peter?
Oh, his God. Partner.
Cagney.
No.
Or Lacey. It's Cagney, not, Lacey, no, and RoboCop.
She's got an amazing body, right?
She still looks pretty good. Looks the same. Nancy Allen is who we're thinking
of. Oh, I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, his partner.
I wouldn't know her by name.
It's just odd you never see co-stars. In
Rob Young, don't book her for Comic-Con. I wouldn't recognize her. So, oh, so anyway, her age.
We'll go. She's younger.
62? Oh.
She's younger than Peter.
Okay. Well, I still say 62.
Okay.
61?
Not Peter Sweller. It's a different one.
Oh, yes.
Nancy Allen is 76.
Oh, wow.
God, how old is Peter Smeller?
That's what we're about to guess.
Oh.
How old is
duh.
He? Stupid ass.
How old was she?
76.
No, yeah, no, no, she's no, cute. No.
I don't want to.
76.
Her monitor doesn't turn yet. She tries with her hardest.
I try.
I got a will over there to do it.
I
just look at the screen. I see it in your glasses. Okay. It's reversed.
You can't see it.
How old's Peter
Hold
Smeller?
On. Let me roll over.
I got rid of it.
Oh!
Oh,
just
yeah.
like my mom.
You didn't roll over fast enough there, buddy.
I didn't tore it up now.
Nah, it's all gone.
70. No. Look at me when I answer. 70.
Well, hang on now. You ain't paying for this.
8.
76.
Peter Weller is 79 years old today. I think you'll get it in two guesses.
Right.
Stevie's already had a birthday this year. Lindsay?
Is this a big birthday for him?
Is it Lindsay?
Not Lindsay.
God.
Drummer?
Who do you think it is, Paige?
You know, they call his house Lindsay Buckingham's Palace.
Where does he live, actually?
I have no clue.
Can't be one of them. She passed away, so it'd have to be Mick.
Yeah, it's not Christine McVie.
Yeah.
Mick Fleetwood's had a birthday this year because I talked about his big bug eyes.
Well, he's got one today there, buddy.
I'll be dead blame.
Yeah. I think both McVies are passed away, right? I know Christine is, for
sure. He is a delight to watch play drums. He's just like he's having the best time.
He lost his restaurant in the Hawaiian fire.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Fleetwood's.
Is that the name?
I think so.
Well, he could.
Our mix would be good.
Yeah. God, it's crazy to think about. Fleetwood Mac. Mick Fleetwood and.
John's still alive. I thought John was dead.
Christine McVie. That's where the Fleetwood Mac comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's. You imagine if it was called Fleetwood Knicks or Buckingham Knicks.
What if the New York Knicks, their logo was Stevie Nicks' face?
Oh, my God. If they're going to do Danhausen, do Stevie Nicks.
Why not?
Stevie Nickshausen. All right, let's give up.
Is it a big birthday?
80.
I say...
Go higher, Paige. Go higher. Seriously,
higher,
go
higher. 81.
He is born on the same day in the same year as Peter Weller. Mick Fleetwood is also 79 years old today.
Sorry.
Happy heavenly birthday to Al Molinari.
Happy days.
Yep.
I can't remember his. Al.
Al.
Al DeVecchio. Del
Vecchio. He wasn't Arnold. Arnold was Chinese, right? Holy crap, dude. First Arnold was Mr. Miyagi.
First Arnold. Yeah, he was.
Yeah. What you talking about, Willis? Yeah, no, not that Arnold.
Al would have been 106 years old today. Jeff Beck.
Oh, man.
He would have been 82 years old.
His best performance was in Roadhouse.
Yeah. Roadhouse.
Yeah, I'm a guitar player.
And I'm a big fan of his comic. I saw it when I was a kid.
That's all I got. It was a pretty light day as far as birthdays and happy heavenlies go.
God, is, well, is he related tomorrow. To Nikki Haley? Do we know?
Oh, I don't know.
Bill Haley in the car. Whoa!
Whoa!
Is Nikki Haley a spy? Is that what you're going to say?
Wait a minute. Real Haley's Comet's named after, I believe, Arthur Haley, who discovered it.
There were two, right? Now that's a different one.
Arthur, you're Hale thinking Bob's of the Wright brothers. So, Haley's Comet, in, obviously they named it after Arthur Haley, who discovered it.
Charles Haley.
Bill Haley. His band was called the Comets.
Mickey Mantle was also a comet.
A commerce comet.
Yeah.
And he was married to a wizard.
And we know a couple stand-up comets.
Comets. Comets.
Comets.
He was thinking about comic books, which Rob Young sells at Burgerland's.
Oh, do Comic Con.
Burgerland's.
Bunch of nerds talking about space.
Dude.
Like it.
Roper Mountain Science Center. Full of booze.
Quit feeding the butterflies, honey. Start Comic Con.
If they can do Snake Con or whatever it is. Repticon.
Repticon.
If they can do... You know, let's do a Hard Rock Flea Market, guys.
Do you remember the boss loved doing the spots for Repticon? And his tagline always was? Don't let this opportunity slither by. Yeah, I love Repticon,
of
guys.
Course.
If you don't go, your wife will be having a hissy fit.
Yeah!
Okay. That was fun today. It was fun.
Want to see a snake? Hey, come here. Want to see a big snake? Yeah, let's go to Repticon. You can see a lot of them.
Oh, my God.
Hey, kid.
Hey, kid.
You want to see some...
Stop.
No, it's not that. My wife, she's got Medusa like a hair.
Do you want to see my anaconda? Come to Repticon.
No. You don't have big buns, hon.
No.
Don't have any.
She got the joke. Look at it. She get it. She get it. It took a second, but she got it.
We're going to end it on that one. That was good.
Paige, tomorrow I'm going to blow you mine.
Oh, no.
I am going to. It's. Some people say Mandela Effect is just people misremembering. When millions upon millions of people misremembered this, no one can argue with it. And I will stand by that. That tomorrow when I tell you about this new Mandela effect that's been discovered, you will be like, all right, something did change with some hydrogen collider. We're on some kind of parallel universe bull crap. Something's up. You will be like, Matt Man.
Mind blown.
I had to pull over because I was gassy. Join us tomorrow for that. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. That was Paige. God bless America. It is good.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.